Hey, it's Kate Sparkle, and thanks to Graham at BlackClat73, Bernie at Top Gold, and Ernie for sort of tagging me into a question about DM etiquette, and I suppose more specifically DM etiquette in relation to marketing companies. And I just set the scene. Graham followed a company on Twitter, and within a few hours that company had sent him a DM inviting him to enter a competition. And the company in its stream looked like, you know, it was sharing content relevant to Graham. So Graham likes the outdoors and goes hiking, and this is a company offering outdoor services for, you know, hiking and such like. So I think the best way to answer the question is to unpick what I think the company did right and what did they do wrong. Obviously they've done something wrong, because Graham feels aggrieved at the way that they did things. So the good things, well, yes, they found somebody with a relevant interest, and they have a good active stream of content sharing relevant information, not just all about their own company, in the public stream. So where did they go wrong? I think they've gone wrong in two places. One, if you're running a competition, why hide it in direct message, for God's sakes? Like, the whole point of running a competition is to create some excitement and hype. So it seems a bit weird that it would be hidden in direct message. If you're going to run a competition, drop it into your stream once a day, whatever. I mean, don't overdo it, not, you know, every 20 minutes. And don't do it in response to other people's questions. Don't say, oh, I see you went walking in the lakes today. Well, why don't you enter our competition? That's too in your face. It's got to just be that if they've built up a nice stream of content, relevant, interesting content, then to introduce their competition into that every now and again, or an invitation to do something, I don't think is a bad thing to do, because that's your choice then. You, I mean, Twitter's such a fleeting topic. If you've just kind of brushed past it for a second, it's not really massively interfering if it's in your stream. If they start overdoing it and it's in your stream sort of every time you pick up Twitter, then that does get irritating. So it's kind of like, it's about timing and balance that. So they've done relevancy right, and they've done topic right, and they are engaging in their audience. But it feels underhand to send a competition by direct message, just because it feels a bit kind of like, oh wow, we've kept our stream open, but if you'd like to enter this competition, you should be going, hey, we've got a competition, come enter it, it's great, really shiny, shiny. Not kind of, it's a bit secret, we don't really want to tell you, which is why that felt wrong. The other thing, of course, is speed. It's way too soon. I think sometimes if you ever wonder whether something's the right thing to do in social media, take out the media part of it and imagine that the person you're speaking to is face to face, or you are, you know, more old fashioned marketing somebody face to face. Would what you're about to do feel uncomfortable in a real life situation? And I think the equivalent of that is just, you know, you've just met somebody, they've just said, hi, my name's Bob and I work in whatever. And, oh, by the way, you know, I'm going on holiday on Sunday. Would you like to come with me? It's all just too soon. Do you know, like, you need to have some time. And it could be that they had automated that DM message to go to all of their followers. And it's just a bit unlucky that Graham was so close to that process. And therefore, it seemed a bit quick. But I think the main problem was the fact I just wouldn't have done it in DM message anyway. I think the only place for DM messaging for companies is resolving customer service issues. You know, this doesn't work, that doesn't work, I hate this, whatever. Then please send us your contact details by DM, it's fine, and we'll help you resolve your problem. I think that's where it should be used. I just, I don't think I'd recommend to anybody that they sent a kind of promotional tweet in DM, particularly not en masse. So I hope that answers the question. Just in terms of what I do, I'm not a sort of social media person per se. I tend to be more digital. I'm a sort of digital strategist, so I help companies reach their target market, as we say, or the people that they want to speak to, the people they'd like to sell their services to, the people they want to engage. I mean, it can be potential business partners, anybody that they need to speak to. I work out the best way for that company to do that and to achieve the goal. And obviously, upsetting lots of people along the way is very unlikely to achieve the goal. So I'm a great one in like not just randomly sending any form of communication to people just because you can. I think you need to think about why you're doing it, how often you do it, what do you expect to happen at the end of it, and what could happen if you get that wrong. I think, you know, good marketing should take, it's about building relationships, and it should take time, and you need to pace things and work out that timing properly. And if all companies were doing that, great, then I wouldn't have a job, so hey.